Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. When you look at Oklahoma FFA state reporter Megan DeVise, you see a confident young leader transformed by her years of wearing the blue and gold jacket.
FFA has done so much for me. I've gained so much confidence, not just in myself, but this organization and my abilities and the people that surround me. And it's given me a passion. You know, I'm passionate about agriculture. I'm passionate about service and the members of the FFA. And so it's given me what I want to do in the future and where I want to go, and without it, I have no idea where I'd be.
And Megan says a key lesson learned as a state officer of the 27,000-member youth organization.
Putting others before yourself, and I think that that's what a state officer does, is chooses to put the membership above themselves.
Megan DeVise, who's learned the lesson, go all out and serve. These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us. Yesterday evening, the Senate Finance Committee voted on Trade Promotion Authority and passed it 20-6. Good news for agriculture, according to several groups, National Corn Growers, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, among those quickly responding. Regarding TPA, pork industry leader Roy Lee Lindsay says that TPA is a very big deal for U.S. agriculture because it's really the key to getting TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Yeah, we believe that the Trans-Pacific Partnership that's pending, you know, could be the biggest trade agreement ever for agriculture, certainly for the U.S. pork industry that the U.S. has ever entered into. But in order to get that thing across the finish line, we're going to have to give President Obama trade promotion authority so that the Obama administration can negotiate the trade deal and then Congress can either vote the deal up or down. And they've done that with every president. I mean, this is not something new. And the hesitancy here is a lot of, yes, we understand the position of trade and the importance of trade and what it means to agriculture and what it means to states, not just Oklahoma. This is what we heard kind of across the hill. But the question becomes the reluctance on the part of Congress to give President Obama the authority to go negotiate the deal. And anybody that's ever tried to negotiate with anyone else knows you can't have 535 parties on one side trying to negotiate a deal. It just never gets done. So you're going to have to give him the authority to negotiate the final deal. You can put limits. Congress can limit what he can agree to, what he can't agree to. There are some things they can include in that authorization. And I think ultimately they'll work that out. Congress will come up with what that is, and they'll give him the authority.
And Roy Lee Lindsay says that the well-being of the Oklahoma and Southwest pork industry very much dependent on the well-being of the Seaboard plant in Guymon. Its fortune tied very much so to the Japanese market. A lot of their pork goes to that country.
Yeah, last I knew, they shipped more product to Japan than any other plant in the United States. To get an agreement that includes Japan, and Japan talking about the prospect of taking down their gate prices, taking their quotas down. You know, ultimately, we've pushed for those to go to zero. If we can get those things to zero, this would be the largest trade deal for the pork industry that's ever been completed. And that says something when you think about what the Korean Free Trade Agreement did for us. You know, $10 a head was what we talked about with Korea. And we think that this deal, when it's all said and done, could dwarf what the Korean deal was.
Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, Roy Lee Lindsay, talking TPA and TPP. You've got farm news on Ron. Express Ranches invites you to join them for their annual Grass Time Sale, Friday, April 24th, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 500 head of cattle, including 166 Angus bulls, registered Angus pairs, Angus show heifers, registered Angus yearling heifers, registered Angus fall bred heifers, and more. Give them a call, 1-800-664-3977 for details, or go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, their annual Grass Time Sale, April 24th. That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.